These are undeniably difficult times for New Yorkers. The news can be grim, the future seems uncertain, and to top it off, the Yankees trail in the World Series. They're down 2-0. Tonight they will see if they can begin a comeback against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Commentator David Yulin may be keeping his TV off.
I wasn't watching when the World Series began on Saturday. Instead, I was at my son's 7th birthday party, helping a gaggle of first-grade boys perfect their bowling skills. Even if I had been home, I might not have had the series on, although in truth, the action on the field was never very far from my mind. It's not that I don't care, you see. It's that I care too much. I am a Yankee fan, a diehard since the age of 7, raised in the Yankee tradition of victory at all costs. It is this tradition that makes rooting for the Yankees different from rooting for other teams, makes it a matter of expectation, of anticipation, with no real middle ground between vindication and despair. If you're a fan like me, you don't so much enjoy the Yankees' postseason excursions as you suffer through them, chewed up by anxiety and superstition, pondering signs and symbols, looking for magic in the mundane. During the division series against the Oakland Athletics, for instance, with the Yankees faltering each time I turned on the TV, I decided to stop watching, and they began to win. In Game 5 of the League Championship Series, I had the opposite experience, sitting inning after inning in the same uncomfortable position, since once things began to go the Yankees' way, I couldn't move or I would break the spell. Over the years, I've even used my children as good luck charms. In 1999, I stood in a restaurant bar clutching my 1-year-old daughter as the Yankees rallied against the Atlanta Braves in Game 1 of the World Series, while explaining sheepishly to my fellow patrons that this squirming baby was a talisman. For me, in other words, there are times when being a devoted parent becomes secondary to being a devoted fan. Partly, I suppose, this is because with a franchise like the Yankees, it's not enough if you don't win. There's always the past to live up to, the exploits of Babe Ruth and Joe DiMaggio, the 29 American League pennants between 1921 and 1964, the enduring images and iconography of the sport. But equally important is the matter of identification, the way the teams we love can come to stand for some essential aspect of ourselves. When I was a kid in the early 1970s, the Yankees were a losing ball club, and I don't think I ever got over that. Back then, all I wanted was to enter the team's storied history, which means that even now, I watch them with the full effect of all those hopes and dreams of childhood, albeit tempered by an adult's understanding of loss. What's the larger story, I ask, with each pitch, hit, out, or fielding play? What will happen if we lose? It is this that makes rooting for the Yankees such ecstatic agony, which is why I sometimes find it easier not to watch the game.
David Yulin now lives in California. He's the editor of Another City, writing from Los Angeles. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.